He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't think what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
A joke. What a joke.
Dude, it's Payday Friday. You better come with more energy than that. And what do you mean it's a joke?
Hey, come on.
Give me the sounder. The baby's here.
Let me ask you a question.
The baby is here. The deal is done. Yeah, it's a boy. Name Brandon Ayuk, nickname Bag. Yeah. Dude, it's over. But he got his bag.
Oh, it's over, but the scars remain.
Oh, boy. You're one of those, huh? Willard was going off still on Ayuk about
what?
He could have had this weeks ago. Shasky called into his show, you know, I'm a P1, and he said what I feel.
Oh.
The fans won. The deal's done. Let's move on. Don't talk about scars.
Let's look back. I want to look.
That's who you really are, though. Willard was going in. Willie, the deal is done.
Don't you feel foolish, though?
How could we feel foolish? We had no... All we did is report what was...
We didn't...
It's at the goal line.
2 months.
I'm not Phil a pony. Shout out Drew, yeah. But hey, Stoney is done, man.
It is done. Brandon Ayuk, 4 years, wow. $120
million. Yeah. He deserved it.
$76 million guaranteed.
Yeah. I wonder if that's was great. The holdup. Like, I am interested
I don't
to
care.
Know.
Really, I thought we weren't looking back.
Well, you know what? But, yeah. The fans won. I don't care who. I just knew. This is why I feel good about who I am when it comes to my football acumen.
What?
My football knowledge. Listen, shout out Ohio. But Steiny, I knew the Niners knew and Kyle knew they weren't a better offense or as good without Brandon Ayuk. And that's what feels good about this. He got 30. And by all accounts, I said I wouldn't look back. I guess this was on the table and this was irritating Willard yesterday, weeks back. But who cares? He got the Steph Curry, 76 guaranteed. They got a game Monday night. Now it's about Trent, right?
Yes, but I'm not really worried about him.
But we all haven't been.
So,
yeah.
I was talking to the boss today.
You guys need that poster, best friends in the same sweaters.
Full of ideas. Anyway, I do have a question for some 49er fans out there, and it's man, and I'll be honest with you, this is a tough couple. 4-6 weeks in here with this Ayuk situation.
No doubt about it.
And I'll tell you why. We didn't want to harp on it, but there was a bunch of crap that came up, and we had to talk about it. But you remember about a week ago, this one hit me.
All right. This was all good a week ago. Let me see.
No. This was. I think you were there when he goes, guys, you can do what you want to do.
Dude, you got him down.
Guys, you can do what you want to do. I'm just telling you. I hear Brandon Ayuk, I'm out.
I was there.
I'm out.
I know where he was sitting when he said it. And he wasn't by himself.
Well,
this has been exhausting.
Okay, let's ask 49er fans something. I want to know what kind of fans we're dealing with.
On a Payday Friday.
Because, look, I know there were a lot of comments coming in on the YouTube chat and the Xfinity Mobile text line about, oh, here we go again, Ayuk. But I was thinking... What kind of a sports fan are you? Like, are you a sports fan or a Niner fan that followed every twist and turn in this thing? There was a Cleveland deal, and maybe we get Amari Cooper. And then the Pittsburgh thing came, and it was supposed to be a done deal. And then he eschewed an offer from the Patriots. We just found out today that the Broncos were involved in this peripherally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, were you consumed by this? Is this the kind of fan you are? You want to know where your player stands? You wanted to know day by day where it's at? Or were you somebody that just kind of tuned this thing out? Did you just tune it out and say, you know what? Something will happen or it won't happen. And let me know either way. And that's about it.
Before I answer, you're not even on Twitter. So as exhausting as this was, Steiny, you're on IG. And, you know, we got TVs here in the studio. Right. How would you answer that? Because I said I'd let you answer before I go, and you threw it at me. But how would you answer that? And you being off of Twitter, but your job is still Twitter-ish.
No, I have to keep in touch with it. I have to be on top of it. I'll tell you what. What's the 601?
Mississippi.
What area code is the 601?
I'm guessing Mississippi.
Punk. We got punks already.
What happened?
601. Oh, you harped on it every minute of the day, and now you don't feel like you wasted all that radio time. Everything you said the last 2 months is now worthless. No, you're worthless.
It's not about... See, this is... People make too much about them. It was about the situation.
You know what, 601?
Come on
you
now.
You couldn't live without our insight. You couldn't live without it. Yeah, worthless. There's never been a thing that's come out of my mouth that's worthless.
I've been Team Ayuk. Not that I need to take a victory lap, but I was thinking, is he asking for too much? But he got the 30. He got the 30 mil. Steiny, the Steph Curry. But to answer your question, it did get exhausting because it was the same thing. And I'm not mad at any reporter, you know, that thought they had the intel in regard to, you know, what was going to happen. It's finally done. And Ken, just give it to me again. Oh. Where are the cigars? The baby is here. Yeah, on a Payday Friday. It's here. We're holding it. The baby finally here. It's 30 pounds. And how tall is it? 100? How much did he get? 100? Anyway, 130 inches. I'm happy this is over. We can move on. Trent Williams, like you said, it'll probably be done Monday, Steiny, Labor Day.
I didn't say that. I don't make predictions on these things.
Well, when you get one right, you run it in the ground. But the bottom line is, I am a type of fan that I'm a Twitter-holic.
Yep.
I hit my wall. I hit a wall with this. It was too much. But other than that,
started about Tuesday.
This is the new medium. This is the world we live in. We want all the info, all the intel. And that's why I don't think Andrew Filippone,
don't bring him up.
No, but people are throwing rocks at him and he got it wrong. At least he was in the game to try. But he was telling us what he... Boy,
was he?
Like, what's he supposed to do?
He's supposed to get it right.
So that's a demerit for him,
Oh,
stop.
That's a loss in any league. Let me tell you what. If that's not a loss, then I'll tell you what. Expect Draymond Green to be traded the next month.
Oh, boy.
Because if he doesn't...
Shut you talking to me.
Jump.
That guy.
Well, see, now we got to specify when you're playing. Because people, you called Curry Kids punks yesterday, and people thought you were being real.
I called them brats.
Yeah, brats. And we don't, that's our guy. Some jerks out there that really take what we say and... Like, come on.
Somebody called in when I...
They texted in the YouTube chat, and it kind of bothered me. Steiny, because you'll never get a sit-down with Curry again. Get Steiny, because him a brat. I'm like, relax.
I'll get a sit-down with
my
him
Aaron
anytime I ask for it.
R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy it's over. I'm happy Brandon got paid. The Niners are... Let's go.
I'm happy it's over, too. Just, you'd be happier if the show were over right now.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
A Payday Friday?
Yeah, it's good.
Early first quarter, and you say that?
What if I told you I don't feel great?
Well, I was going to say you don't look great, but why don't you feel great? You went hard last night.
No,
just admit it.
I did not.
Okay, then why don't you feel great? It's over.
My stomach's a little funky.
Now, you should have stayed home.
No.
The era we're in right now, you should have a mask on, or you shouldn't be here. Ken, if I get sick, or you do, we know why. Thanks for sharing, bud.
Like Evan's capable of doing more radio than he's already done.
A phenomenal job filling in for Bonte.
Yeah. You know what, though? It is a holiday weekend.
Look at my man. He's back.
Actually, you know what? I don't feel that bad. starting to come out. Well, you know what I could do just to get people a little riled up? Okay, so... They got Ayuk, right? All right, next up. When's Deebo Samuel getting traded?
Well, that's when you're a hater.
What do you mean?
Who cared? That's down the road. They Operation Jets.
2 months from now.
Week one. Week one, Steiny. And the Niners offense right now is dynamic when it comes to the weaponry on the outside. All you need is big 71 in, and we'll go from there. They'll go from there and handle business. But I really thought, and I'm being honest here now, post-game presser, about this whole situation. Steiny, there were days I was driving in and home, to home, thinking he might get traded. And I feel good that Kyle, they were like, F all that goo, it got close. We think it got close, but they knew that that offense and Brock Purdy needed Brandon Ayuk. And that's what this signals to me, is everything is in order when it comes to San Francisco Niners.
Oh.
Barring the Trent Williams, that thing will get handled, I think, by the time
so
I see you.
So this will have no residual effect?
I'm going to be proactive. I don't know how. He's going to have a week to get ready for the Jets. We talked to Lo Neal. He'll be joining us at 11 o'clock. Should be Hall of Fame fullback. We'll talk to him about, is that going to bother him? I'm being real, Steiny. You never put pads on. On a pro level, you think he can't get ready for the game Monday? Like, there'll be some residual?
I would assume that he'll be playing Monday for sure.
Get those 4.5 targets, catches that you
where
talk about?
Where are my 49er fans? Where are you? Brandon Ayuk's been signed to an extension. He got $30
million. We got 600 on YouTube on our Labor Day weekend. Friday. Dude, they're here. Talk to them.
Talk about anticlimactic. Oh, God. I expected more. It's more relief, right, 49er fans?
But you're not giving. You're like, you sound on.
I don't have a strong opinion.
Oh, boy.
We need that. You know what? I think you're right. I was kind of tired of this, and now it's over for now, and we'll see what happens. So that's good. But I how would 49er fans characterize what just happened? For not only yesterday with Brandon Ayuk agreeing, but what about the last month, the last 2 months? Are you a believer that all that is just wiped away? They'll never need to revisit it. He's here. We move on. It's all about the Jets, and let's go try to win a Super Bowl. Or are you thinking, you know what? Nothing ever really goes away.
Wow.
It's just moved into the past, and the past can pop up every once in a while. And do you think this team will have any chemistry issues lingering from this?
That's interesting. The reason I bring that up, Steiny, Cal Kami, I'm paraphrasing on The Athletic and his Twitter account yesterday, talked about the deal got done, but maybe there was some damage to the relationship. And I thought that was kind of, I'm paraphrasing, I thought that was kind of unfair. It's like you're dating somebody, you get married, and then you talk about the arguments you had while you weren't married. But shouldn't you be like, you know what? We got the deal consummated. Let's go. How could it be?
Because maybe it was acrimonious.
Right, but at the end, you signed up to be together. And I will say this about that. Now the future, if you want to have that conversation at the bar or living room about the future, now I do wonder about Deebo. You know, the ramifications of somebody might have to go, Steiny, and maybe
somebody will have to go.
All right. But
somebody will have to go.
Moving forward, that will handle or take care of itself.
But it won't take care of itself. The Niners are going to have to take care of it. But, you know me. I think about the future. Fans don't. So, the 49ers were able to kick the can down the road.
They got it done.
And they got 1 year now. They got a year with this team. And that's it. 1 year with this team. And so, you want to re-sign Brandon Ayuk? Wants money. McCaffrey wants more money.
He got it.
Yeah. Trent Williams wants more money. He's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You got 1 year. You got one
but
year.
It doesn't take away from, if you want to just all day be in a sour mood, I'm talking to everybody,
no.
Talk about why this thing took so long, that still can't damp the excitement and euphoria of it finally getting done.
Well,
and now the Niners can focus on football, assuming Trent Williams will be in before next Monday night.
I'm not convinced that 49er fans are ecstatic about this.
But what about the team?
I think they're more relieved
than
anything.
What about the team? Now they'll have. I mean, because it was in doubt. Was Brandon going to be on the field? Is he going to hold out? That's gone now. You know, number 11 will be out there with the starting offense. And to me, that's really what matters. But if you're telling me some relationships and some stuff, you know, you got 4 years, allegedly, of Brandon Ayuk being a San Francisco 49er.
You know, it's kind of like the fans, you know, I look at it this way. The 49er fans, not that they were the reason, but you got what you wanted. Mm. You got exactly what you wanted. The 49ers gave this guy a ton of money.
Yeah, they did.
They're going to give Trent Williams a ton of money.
That
they're going to run this team out for 1 year, knowing full well it's 1 year. And then big changes are going to have to take place. So,
and that could be a positive with what you're going to pay your quarterback, assuming he balls out.
Well, it's not going to be a positive. They're going to have to lose some guys at the end of the year. I mean, they just are.
And I know it's Payday Friday, Saturday. I'm just trying to focus in on they got a season and a Super Bowl at stake. So I'm not even going to – you can do it. I'm not. Because it'll take away from what's in front of you. And the biggest gift the Lord can give us all is the present. And right now, the present consists of this news coming out yesterday evening that Brandon Ayuk, 4 for $130 and 76 guaranteed. 4 for $120, talk to me. 30 a year. I keep thinking about the Steph Curry. And $1 million in regard right behind St. Brown, who got 77, I believe, guaranteed. You got 76, and I'm watching, I need a life, San Jose State last night football play, Sacramento State. Ayuk was at the game. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
I mean, camera panned on him. Said, show me those chicklets. I know you smiling.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's finally over, 49er fans. Brandon Ayuk is under contract, and he's going to start to practice, and hopefully Trent Williams will be back soon, and you guys will be ready to go, ready to pursue that Super Bowl. But I want to know how you feel about how it got done, why it took so long to get done. Does it not matter anymore? Is there any chance that things linger? I'm just curious to know. And the reason is because you're just talking about Nahegan. And I was like, does it feel to you like 49er fans are ecstatic? And he's like, not really. And wow. I was like, it doesn't feel like it to me, too. It feels like it's more relief and, all right, time to get to work.
Okay, but what? Let's focus in on the relief. From a fan, Stoney, a fan standpoint, the relief is our team is as good, or we feel as good about our offense as we did when we walked off the field in Vegas last year, because Brandon Ayuk is still on the team. So to me, that relief is a positive.
Of course it is.
Yeah. So
of
that
course.
Relief is okay. We still got, you know, his talent and skill set.
Yeah, but, I mean, you went through a lot of trial and tribulation to get there. And, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just reading the text line from the 307. Nope, this is going to linger. Brandon Ayuk, if he doesn't have, you know, he's not going to have a great year, most likely. I don't know that I'd say that yet. And the friction that existed a couple years ago is going to come back.
Now, why? I'm not hearing
a text. It's not from me.
What if I say, how is this any different than Debo and Bosa? Who Bosa held out longer.
Well,
like, how, when you talk about linger, how is this any different?
Well, and I don't know that I want to truly go down this road today, but I do think it's interesting that on the day that Brandon Ayuk signs a contract extension, I'm seeing stories on the internet that are now saying, well, welcome to the Debo Samuel farewell tour. This is from Joel Corey, the agent.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mike Silver wrote a story about Debo Samuel and how the 49ers probably won't trade him now, but Don't be surprised if before the deadline in November.
But the players got a blood. So, Stoney, I don't want to say what was this is the last dance, but the players got a season to prepare for, and they have. So they got to block that out.
Well,
you know, guys and gals are going to write whatever they want, and I'm not saying, I mean, if that's how you want to spend your time, but it's not going to affect
it. It's not my time. It's Debo Samuel's time.
Right, and I'm sure
what do you you think he just looks at that and says, yeah, nothing to that? Debo Samuel knows that his future here is not certain.
And he knew before Brandon and this, now it might have changed, but he knew before this popped off.
Exactly. So I don't know how it's going to resound in that locker room. It might not.
And how can you tell? For us being outsiders, how can you really tell?
Well, when they start 1-4.
So it's all just predicated on.
That's all that matters.
The scores.
They got to win the Super Bowl.
Right, but that's decided by play, not articles.
Right, and just because you signed Brandon Ayuk doesn't mean you're going to the Super Bowl and going to win it.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is what I see with the 49ers right now is this is the last dance.
But it's always been year to year to me, right? In reality, it's been year to year.
Well, they've had the same quarterback for 3 years. They've had the same running back for 3 years. They've had Kittle for 4 years or 5 years. They've had Ayuk for 4 years. They've had Debo Samuel for 5 years. They've had Trent Williams for 4 years. So, yes, there's been a core that's been together. This is the last year of that core. If they don't get it done this year, and I think even if they do get it done, this team is going to look drastically different next year. That's just what a lot of the finances are telling us. So, yeah, I mean, they got everything in place that they need to have in place to win a Super Bowl. Now they got to do it. I mean, they have to win a Super Bowl. Where do they go from here, Goo, if they don't win the Super Bowl?
Right back to OTAs, trying to get free agent acquisitions, trying to hit home runs in the draft. And it's just like what you said yesterday, Stoney, and I believe this to be true. Hey, Goo, do you think, because you said it, and tell me if I'm wrong, I got you wrong. You said you still think the Niners could ball out if they didn't have Ayuk. Yeah. I still feel that way without Debo, if they don't have Debo. Like, this team is not one guy away from it all crumbling down.
Well, why was it with Ayuk? Why could Ayuk not be spared, but now Debo, we'll deal with Debo.
Well,
that's no big deal.
Me, it didn't make sense on why you would draft a guy and not want to pay him. That's how I read it. That didn't add up. My thing to you is the Niners are not the only team out of the 32 teams in the league. They got to reinvent themselves yearly and brace themselves for losing talent. It happens. But
They're in the third worst cap situation of any team in the league right now. And this is where Parag
and John make their money.
Right, but it's not like they're going to be able to sign everybody and keep everybody intact for a while. Hey, just meet me. This is it.
I can't say that.
Why?
Because you told me days ago, guys like you and gals, that the window's open for the Niners. Okay,
it won't be the same exact roster. That's right.
But if you're Kittle's not going anywhere, Trent will be there next year. Brock Purdy will be there. Fred Warner and the rest of the gang.
You think?
I know.
You know Trent Williams is going to. He isn't even there this year.
But come on, Stoney. He'll get some chicken. He's got at least 2 years
left. Javarius Ward, gone. Lenore, gone.
See, I don't think they're gone.
Well,
yeah. Shout out Kuiper.
I'm just telling you that they can't have Debo and Brandon Ayuk on the team next year.
Right. I'll meet you halfway. Really? How about?
So yeah, it's really weird. It was Super Bowl or bust,
and it still
is. Now they got Ayuk, and you're like, well, now we're fine.
No, you're saying I'm saying Super Bowl, and you're going Super Bowl or future.
That's
right. Quit stressing. And worry about this right
now. I'm not worried.
All they got to do is take care of Trent Williams. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you're worried about the wrong thing. They got a season. They got a season.
Right. It's make or break.
But all you're bringing up is what? Yeah. Okay.
They got 1 year.
You're not going to bait me.
You know I'm right.
No.
They got 1 year with this group.
You're being hypocritical. 2 days ago, you said the window for the 49ers is open, Goo, for a while.
It is.
How is it 1 year now?
Because this particular group, Debo, Ayuk, Purdy, Kittle, Samuel, Williams, this group is done after this year. They're going to lose at least one or two of those guys.
I'll meet you halfway.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But The Last Dance sounds like it's over. Because there's only one Last Dance to me, and that's the Bulls, and the whole thing was shut down. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, Steiny, every team's going to lose something, and hopefully
you
gain something.
Every team isn't on the verge of a Super Bowl. So who cares if a 500 team has to reconfigure
their
team?
I know we're up against it.
888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about the Ayuk signing, 49er fans? He will probably play against the Jets on Monday, I got to believe. Next order of business is getting Trent Williams in here. What does the deal tell you if you're a Niner fan? Are you ecstatic about how it happened? Are you ecstatic that he's back? How important is it that he is back? Did you think it was going to end this way? All those kind of things we can talk about. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Brandon Ayuk, signed, sealed, and delivered.
Get away.
Who sings that song?
This is, who is funky?
Well, this is Pink Floyd, obviously.
Yes.
This is Money by Pink Floyd, but I'm talking about signed, sealed, delivered, our love.
Signed, sealed, delivered?
It's an oldie. It's an oldie, buddy.
I like this. Never heard it.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
You guys, I'm sorry. I'm not quite ready to throw a parade.
Oh,
like, did I miss them? You know, like, I'm not here to rain on anybody's shine or parade, but I feel kind of uneasy about the whole Ayuk situation. I'm glad the distraction's over, but me personally, I would have felt better if the plan was to retain Ayuk, Jennings, and Debo going into this season and not spend a first-round pick on a luxury pick in Ricky. You know, if he would have had better offensive line depth, I feel much better about what happened yesterday. But I still think there are questions there that they have not addressed, you know, that, you know, it's all the bells and whistles and all the playmakers are there, but when you get down to the crust of everything, we get in trouble in January and February when we can't block and we can't stop the run in the trenches. I don't think they've enough to address that. So, again, Ayuk makes us a better team. No doubt about it.
Yep.
But I wish, I don't know what the thought, because people, reach out to Ricky for next year. Well, you can find Ricky next year in next year's draft. He wasn't like a projected top five pick.
Right.
You know, he was a fringe second round pick. So it's not like drafting him this year and redshirting him doesn't really make sense, because if you're in this position to draft next year, you can find another player like Ricky and just draft him next year. I'd rather have O-line depth than wide receiver depth. And I get our receiver room is really, really looking real good right now. But I'd rather our O-line group look better. But that's my call. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I get that. I mean, everybody's happy that Ayuk is here now and he's under contract.
Yeah.
So now it's time to talk about football.
You still got Trent out there, even though we're not worried. Steiny, that was Stevie Wonder. Good Lord.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get it. And the Niners said this, Steiny. You've reiterated it at every turn. They felt like there was no lineman worthy of that number one pick.
But in this draft.
Yeah, in the last draft. But if he's calling, feeling that way, boy, you better hope that Big 71 gets something worked out, because Steiny, he is the leader of that O-line, the boombox holder with Debo.
Oh, that's important.
You just cited that a couple days ago about...
Yeah, as a joke.
You never laughed. To me, that means something, dude.
That he holds the boombox?
No, yeah.
Two more wins?
In that game, he got hurt. Him and Debo.
14-3 now.
Well, we got our prediction show down the road. I'll save it. Lo'Neal at 11.
What?
Yeah, Lo'Neal joining us at 11 o'clock.
Former fullback?
Stop.
All right.
Your friend. Our former teammate.
I love Lo'Neal. Yeah. I love Lo Neal.
He'll be at the summit, too. Wednesday.
Good call. Yeah. By the way, let me. You know what? I'll take care of that business right now. 2024 Red and Gold Summit. It's set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's next Wednesday. Once again, we're going to be live from beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, they're live from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts will be on from 4 to 6. We're going to get you ready for another football season. Come on out and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served.
I got a question for you, pal. Okay, on this Payday Friday. Honestly, Steiny, what do you think took so long to get this done?
I don't know. That's a good question, Gil.
Ask me what I think.
Well, before I do.
Oh, I thought you didn't have.
Well, I just said I don't know.
Okay.
But that's the contract, if you look at it, looks pretty reasonable.
He got 30.
So you telling me that it was about $2-3 million, or it was about a guarantee that ended up being 76, but it was 68 at one point.
That's where I'm parking the car at, Stoddy. I have to believe that was it. I have to believe, especially CeeDee Lamb getting 100, setting a record. Stoddy, I believe maybe it was at 68, 65, maybe 70, but he got that bad boy up to 76. And again, I'll wait for our partner Willard, but people out there, fans, that might still be harboring some ill will because this could have got done 3 weeks ago. I just don't know what you do with that energy and how the team, that can help the team. Because while I ask Lo Neal, do you think his teammates give a damn that this, they didn't do it with Bosa. Now we could talk about the play and how him missing camp, you know, had an impact on his particular play individually. But as far as if you were going with something through something with Odyssey and you said, you know what, I'm not coming in for a week or two, I would never turn my back on you. I'd want you to get your chicken until it got resolved.
You wouldn't. What about Evan? What about Ken?
Yeah.
What about Megan? What about Kat?
Would you ever know
what about somebody?
Would you ever know when you came back that they were feeling some type of way?
Yeah, over time, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of, and I'm not saying people are, I mean, I don't think anybody in the locker room's mad that Ayuk got paid.
Or that it took so long. Because that's when I say Exhibit A, Bosa, Exhibit B, Debo.
Let's go to Matt in Los Altos. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
I was just starting to read a comment about fans not thinking about the future. And just my arc in this whole thing is, in the beginning with Ayuk, I was thinking, like, who do I want if I had a choice between him and Debo? Because we're spending a lot of money on receivers. And I think I would have chosen Ayuk. And the fact that it took so long doesn't really bother me. I wasn't, like, that excited when he signed. It's like, great, I'm happy we got him. But I don't think that – I think that there is a plan. I think that, you know, we're paying a lot of money in receivers this year, but they're going – you know, Debo's getting – he's always hurt. Kittle's getting older. They're going to make some changes.
No doubt.
Ayuk is a younger guy who stays on the field. He has, you know, I know you guys joke about, you know, him blocking downfield and how much value there is in that. But I think he's a reliable guy that fits well in the system. And the other guys are going to have to be weeded out. And that's just also not a position that we can spend this kind of money on going down the road. I mean, guys like Bosa, like, you spend that money on your defensive end. Also, timing-wise, you know, the Niners didn't get hurt from this. I mean, you know, maybe he's not as prepared, but they also got to see who they have right now as far as free agents they signed, the young guys. And I think that there's a lot of value there to look at and say, like, hey, we got some young guys coming up, and it might not even be the receiver position. It might be a corner who we say we don't need to worry about re-signing another guy next year. So that's kind of my thoughts. See what you guys think about that.
Yeah, the way I look at it with this Ayuk signing is now they're back to their original plan.
Mm.
And while I don't think they thought it was going to take this long with Ayuk, I think the plan all along was draft Pearsall, sign Ayuk, and then play this year out, and then you're going to have to lose Debo or Ayuk, and hopefully by next year, Pearsall will be ready to step in as the number two receiver to whoever is the guy that they end up keeping. And I think that's I think the safest bet would be that Ayuk or Debo's probably not on the team next year, but we all knew that a year ago that they were facing that coming down the line, and I think they knew it too. And this drafting Pearsall is a way to have some cost certainty at the wide receiver position moving forward, and I think they'll try to take advantage of that.
No doubt. And I'll say this. I won't call it a redshirt year for Pearsall, but that's what blew me away and why I was getting so nervous for Niner fans. If they were really going to, you know, push the button and trade Brandon Ayuk, you're telling me Ricky Pearsall, the rookie from Arizona State, is going to come in and start or be the number one option or get the first crack at it for filling the shoes of Brandon Ayuk? I didn't think that was the plan. It's not what we were told when he got drafted. And you're right. You said it right, Stoney. This is the original plan. And now if they do have to make that decision and cut ties with one of the guys, Pearsall will have a year of experience under his belt.
You know, keep hearing that this was a roller coaster. It was a roller coaster. Do you feel like that's, I mean, and then I'm thinking it's only a roller coaster if you kind of let it be a roller coaster.
Wow.
And do 49ers fans, is that how you, like, how many of you were on top of every piece of news over the last 6 weeks? I got to believe, because it's a sports talk radio, venue, that most of you guys knew about what was going on with Pittsburgh, and most of you guys had heard about what was going on with the Patriots. So I guess that's kind of the roller coaster. But it's only if you know all those things and you know exactly what's going on. But if you would have checked out the last 6 weeks, you weren't on a roller coaster, and you can wake up today and say it's done.
I had season tickets for Great America because I was on that roller coaster. Stein, anytime somebody says player A is going to get traded and you got all these reports of all the guys and gals you mentioned, I mean, that's a roller coaster. Those are emotions. You're thinking of the Niners with or without Brandon Ayuk. And I know, you know, you talk about Ricky going to Florida and Arizona State and his connection to Brandon Ayuk and him possibly being his replacement. I'm like, there's no way in hell that's about to happen. It didn't. And that's why I'm like, what you're preaching, Stoney, I'm not saying you're wrong, but the Niners, the players and coaches are getting ready for the season if this is the last dance or not. Because I'll argue all day it ain't the last dance. Now, if you're going to tell me it might be for Debo and whomever, a couple players, I'll give you that. But the Niners are not, you know, they'll be formidable next year as well.
They might. We'll see. We'll see. They should be, you would think, as long as they got the quarterback that they believe in. But here's the other thing. So, did you see the story on the Broncos?
No.
You know, before you start thinking that, oh, this was always going to happen, there's a story out there today that one of the reasons that it took the last couple days, at least, was because, like, the 49ers were willing, if they had to move off of Ayuk.
Yeah.
And apparently they contacted the Denver Broncos, and they asked for Courtland Sutton.
Damn.
For a third-round pick. Diana Russini of The Athletic reported that. So if the Broncos would have accepted that, Ayuk's gone at that point. So apparently the Broncos had a role in this by turning down the 49ers offer for Courtland Sutton.
Now that was quiet. That would have been a bombshell out of nowhere.
Yeah, apparently that's been kind of happened in the last few days before before the signing took place.
So let me go Dr. Phil on you, because that just knocked me off the chair. So we're talking about, you know, ill will if maybe the relationship is tainted or whatnot, but I always looked at it from Brandon's teammates and upper management. But I never looked at it from Brandon's standpoint. Yeah, these checks are going to cash. He's getting 76 guaranteed, Steiny. But is he looking at Kyle and John like you guys were willing to really say night-night to me?
Well, yes.
I never looked at it from his.
Of course they were. They told him to go look for other teams.
Yeah, but he never he didn't want to go.
So wait a minute. So Brandon Ayuk is going to be mad at the Niners because he gave them an ultimatum that they had to look for other options, and then he found out they looked for other options, which he set in motion.
But did,
and now he's going to be mad?
No, it's just I don't want to. He's got a new comp, 4 more years, but it's almost like a wake up call of they called your bluff. Yeah, you're still on the team.
He won the negotiation. He won.
He won.
He's a top five paid receiver. And he's probably not a top five receiver.
Now, I can't argue the math, but for what it's worth and where I'm going and the bus I'm trying to where I'm trying to park this bus, Steiny, is the bottom line, just from an ego standpoint, is they were willing to say, see you later. The team.
Yeah, they didn't want to, obviously. But I think they if things would have taken a different turn.
Man, you could be in Denver.
Well, you don't think they were ever serious about moving him?
Oh, no, I do.
Okay.
And I don't think they wanted to. But Brandon, yeah, you won if you want to say that, Steiny. But at the end of the day, you got to know they were willing to move on without you.
He absolutely won this negotiation. I saw some stories about, oh, it was kind of a tie. It was get out of here.
But what about the fans?
I'm just talking about Ayuk and the 49ers. Right. Ayuk's one of the top five highest paid receivers right now.
Gotcha.
Is he a top five receiver? Probably not.
All right.
So he won the negotiation. That's the way I look at it. Pretty simple. And it does. Hey, you need him in here, so you got to overpay. You got to overpay. Yeah. But I mean, he didn't have to go to training camp. He absolutely kind of got what he wanted.
So Cortland Sutton and a third.
No. For a third.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The 49ers are going to give the Broncos a third for Cortland Sutton, and the Broncos said no. So there you go. Yeah, no, I know about it. I heard about this guy. Johnny Gaudreau. You hear about that? Oh, God. Not a good story.
Dude, you got all the...
So you have any idea what I'm talking
about?
No. He's a hockey player, played for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Johnny Gaudreau. 7-time All-Star? He was biking with his brother in New Jersey. They got killed by a drunk driver.
Oh, man.
But here's the worst part. They were in New Jersey for their sister's wedding, which was today.
Jeez. I kind of wish you would have held on to that. That is awful. And that's why I'm telling you, whatever you're dealing with and you got going on in your life, get it fixed and rectified. Pick up the phone, whatever. Drive to that person's house. Life is short. Getting ready for their sister's wedding, and they're on getting exercise, chilling, and they get killed because somebody couldn't hold it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you know what I was dealing with yesterday? What? Sister got her car stolen in front of Norm's house. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. People will steal stuff.
Yeah,
I ain't got to tell you.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Return the car! They're not.
You don't want the car. You don't want the car returned. There'll be nothing in it. It'll be a shell of itself.
But what if she's holding
like
on
Draymond
to that
Green.
Hope? She's holding on to that hope. I'm like, look, sis, if you get it back, everything's gone. Accept it. She's, no, maybe if they would joyride. This ain't the 70s. They're taking it for the parts. Accords, Honda, yeah, they're hot, those parts.
They've been hot for 38 years.
That's
one of those things. The Accord was the most stolen car in 1986, too. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, but she's holding out hope. I'm just helping her. Yeah. I'm here for support. Snap out of it. It's gone.
Come on, Niner fans. How good are you feeling right now? Do you feel exhilarated? Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel excited? You feel like you guys
What do you get right? If you had to guess the lead or the pulse, I think people are excited. You and the boss are like, where are you at on it? What do you think? They're just like, oh, okay.
I think 49er fans are probably relieved.
Yeah, that's relieved. A great word.
Because there was a chance, I guess,
man,
that he might not be here. And the one thing I think we all knew was if they didn't have Brandon Ayuk, they weren't going to be as good. Now, they could have made up for him and been a fine team, but I don't think anybody would have thought they had a better chance without Brandon Ayuk. So that would have been the worst-case scenario if Ayuk's not here.
And what it would have meant for Brock Purdy, just not to have Ayuk. And I know we think differ Ayuk, but I think you're on an island by yourself because the Niners gave him 76 guaranteed and 120, man. So that,
what do you mean I'm on an island?
Like, you know, you don't have Ayuk as a top five receiver.
He got paid great.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He got over.
So did Jordan Love in Green Bay.
No
doubt. He's the highest paid quarterback. I like him.
Sure.
But he's not the best right now.
Yeah, I'll bet you Purdy gets over, too.
Yeah. Not like that doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
My man got paid.
You know what? And I guess.
When does that kick in?
Why didn't you answer Nahegan? Today, you did the same. My guy got paid. You came in with a smile on your face.
It was Friday.
And he can just answer a simple question. Why are you so happy that Brandon Ayuk got paid?
Because it's over and we can now talk about the game. We still got Trent a little bit. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I did not want to watch Niner football without Brock Purdy throwing to Brandon Ayuk. I guess that's why I
came in
smiling.
You have to wait a year for that.
Like, you can't laugh at your own material, but a good comedian never laughs at his own jokes. And you did
that's
that.
That's not true.
All the great Richard Pryor, Andrew Dice Clay.
There's a difference between a comedian on stage and doing radio. There's a big difference.
There you go, Ken or Evan.
Big difference.
Stop it.
Did you hear about Mike McDaniel?
I know about his look.
Oh.
He looked saucy. He got Miami's turned him out. He's got swag.
Well, he got an extension.
Yeah.
Through 2028.
Money is just floating out there.
I can do is I can just go to the ESPN site and read y'all headlines.
Boy, I was like, man. No doubt. Good for Michael.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, absolutely. Anyway, the 49ers, they're back in business, ladies and gentlemen.
All the people with Ayuk jerseys thinking they were going to have to throw them away.
See, that's
yeah, I think about that stuff.
I think about it, too, and I think it's kind of cool to have a shirt or a jersey of a guy who's not on the team anymore.
But how many times would you see that at Chase? Like, I never saw Jameson or McGee. Old jerseys, the guys.
I see Monte Ellis all the time.
Well, that's different. He was that's my guy.
But he's not on the Warriors anymore.
But he got traded. He couldn't control it.
But that's what I'm saying. I like a jersey of a guy that hasn't been on the team for a while because it shows that you're loyal to that guy.
Even if you wanted to get up out of Dodge, like let's just say Brandon took a trade to Pittsburgh, you still would
yes.
Rock him?
Well, if you thought the 49ers hosed Brandon Ayuk and he ended up in Pittsburgh, then you would wear a 49er Brandon Ayuk jersey
and protest
to say we never should have we should have never traded him.
Yeah.
Dude, Ayuk, he's not on the team. Yeah, I know. He's my guy. Should have never traded him.
And now when they get a first down,
by the way.
Ayuk, remember that? That's still in play.
Yeah, it's corn.
We'll see you week one when we're out there at the Hilton. All shows, 95.7 the game, and we're going to the game.
Well, we're going to do our show from down in Santa Clara.
If you don't go, I'm done.
Night-night. I like watching football at home.
I get
it's
you.
A better experience. It's a better experience.
Oh, boy, kid, this dude's
special. The data is in. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Finally, Brandon Ayuk signs his contract, 4 years and $120 million, 76 guaranteed. And I got to believe he'll be in uniform against the Jets on Monday.
And we got Lowe coming up, Stoney. What's he going to say about it?
Lowe Neal on the other side on 95.7 The Game. And don't forget, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th. It's the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.